Let's round out this discussion on the Mayo, because, man, we have stumbled across a split decision. First of all, very quickly, wanted to let you know, I was telling you that we'll probably do a trip to the city later in the year. Man, how did I forget what it was?
What is it?
Well, Tiffany texted me. She said it's the Food and Wine Festival in New York City that she wants to go to.
Now, New York City or Hudson Valley?
I believe this one was in New York City.
Okay.
Now, neither of us are wine people, but yes, I will go for food.
Yeah, definitely.
Mass amounts. So, you'll have to let me know about this train thing when you get back. I'm going to get all the details because I think I want to experiment with that next time we go. Now,
it's very easy. It's very easy, but could also change very quickly. Because if you remember last time, the Amtrak is what it is, it ended up getting canceled from New York City to Poughkeepsie. So I had to...
Well, I ain't walking back.
Well, I had to contact another company and get on a bus. Ooh. And that bus didn't go to Poughkeepsie.
Get on the bus, Allie.
It went to New Paltz. So then I had to find a ride from New Paltz to Poughkeepsie. And I did. I got it all worked out. But you have to be willing to be very malleable when you're traveling this way.
All right. Well,
because things can change and you have to be able to go with the punches.
Yeah, but you know what? Airfare's the same way. I could be in a situation where I'm on a plane and there's a technical problem and you get bumped. So it happens.
Yes.
Although they're a little bit better in getting you where you gotta be.
Okay. Exactly. All Amtrak does not care. They're like, sorry, find your way.
Get on the bus, get off the train. Okay, so back to the Mayo. You discovered this when you saw a friend put mayo on a cracker.
Yes. And then people were texting about mayonnaise cake, and I didn't know what mayonnaise cake was. But here's exactly what it is. You replace oil with mayo. It did smell funny, but they said pretty good.
I don't want to taste a funny smelling cake. I want the cake to smell like cake and taste like cake.
Right, exactly. When I'm eating something, I'm not, oh, this stinks. Let me put this in my mouth. 9246, mayonnaise cake is delicious and I hate mayonnaise. See, that makes me feel better because I don't like mayonnaise. But if they said that, and I trust you, then I kind of want to try it. Because then I think it would be like even more moist than like what cake is, I guess.
I guess. I mean, I'm good with mayo. For me, this is me. I mean, you're a hater, but I like a good wet salad. Mm. But there's so many other flavors in there to mask the mayo. By the way, it's mayo, not Miracle Whip. That's a different debate for another
different day. Yeah.
But I like a good wet salad, whether it's tater, macaroni, whatever. Mm-hmm. And if it comes with the smear of mayo on like a burger or something, fine. I'm fine with it. But I am never going, you know what this needs? This cheese stick needs mayo.
I know.
No.
It's never that extra that is a thought of my mind. 1885. The cake doesn't stink, apparently.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, then whatever cake they made just must have had a funky smell.
0476. I wish I hated mayo. Sigh.
3386. Boy, they're passionate. They said, you guys are losers. Mayo is elite. No.
And don't even try to hide it by calling it aioli. I know that's still mayonnaise.
That rhymes too close with buttholy, but a different word that starts with A. I can't say aioli without going, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I not there? Like every time I'm at a restaurant, I'll be like, does that have a holy?
You think it tastes like it?
I don't know. I haven't taken too big of a lick before, so I can't answer that.